German writer Bernhard Schlink garnered international attention with his 1997 bestseller, The Reader. His latest book, a collection of short stories called Flights of Love, has been on the bestseller list in Germany for a year. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of the collection, which was just translated into English.
Well, I kind of liked it. That's the tepid but genuine defense I've made of Bernhard Schlink's new short story collection, Flights of Love, to a couple of people I know who've been turned off to the book by early negative reviews in the New York Times and the New Republic. After talking to these doubters, I even went back and re-dipped into a few of the stories in the collection, and I still kind of liked it. Look, even at its best, Flights of Love, unlike its blockbuster predecessor, The Reader, is not the type of book that garners raves. For one thing, Schlink has a self-destructive tendency to conclude his short stories with endings that are either too cryptic or too implausible. So he undermines whatever literary magic he's managed to create in the preceding pages. Another potential strike against Schlink is that his characters are uniformly wan, not the kind of personalities likely to charm a reader. Drained by age or political struggles or the burdensome legacy of World War II, Schlink's protagonists regard their lives and love affairs with a fatalistic shrug, knowing full well they'll be alone in the end. They're the brooding German cousins to Anita Bruckner's doomed English recluses. And that's precisely what I liked about most of these stories, their dark melancholy, their Germanness. I know, it's dodgy to ascribe ethnic traits to literature. Schlink, in fact, devotes one of his stories, The Circumcision, to mulling over the complicated question of ethnic typecasting. But long ago, I had a literary love affair with the 19th century German romantics, Goethe, Herder, Novalis, and I like Schlink because he reminds me of his gloomy countrymen. Flights of Love is a veritable Oktoberfest of a collection. Almost every story here is stuffed like a schnitzel with self-consciously philosophizing characters, set in landscapes that are as flat and drab as potato pancakes, and drenched in lots of schmaltz about fate. It's a heavy menu, and I can understand why it would strike some readers as too glutinous, but I found most of these stories an agreeable change of palate. The seven stories in Flights of Love are loosely co-joined by the themes of failed romance, obsession, disillusionment, and desertion. As in so many collections, the first story is the strongest. Girl with Lizard recounts the fascination that an unnamed German boy has with a strange painting in his father's study. It depicts a young, dreamy-looking girl sitting on a rock next to a wet-eyed lizard. As the boy grows up and researches the painting's probable creator, a Dadaist who fled Europe with his Jewish wife during World War II, he has more and more reason to suspect that his lawyer father may have helped himself to the painting as war booty. The power of this story derives both from the mesmerizing descriptions of the painting itself, which seems to sap life from all those who become fixated on it, and from the formal and vastly empty relationship the boy, an only child, has with his elderly parents. Other stories here, whose narrative props aren't so distinctive, deserve a nod because of the language through which Schlink and his translator, John E. Woods, nail fleeting thoughts or emotions. The Other Man is a story in which a widower discovers that his now-dead wife long ago was unfaithful. When the story opens, the widower has just turned down offers from his adult children to come and pay them extended visits. Schlink captures the stubborn reclusiveness of grief when he says of the widower, he didn't want to live in any world of normality that wasn't his normality. And in The Woman at the Gas Station, an otherwise overly melodramatic story about the breakup of a decades-long marriage, Schlink describes the turning point when a husband's allure began to dim for his wife. She was on vacation with her husband in Rome, sitting with him in the Plaza Navona, and he patted a begging stray dog on the head with the same engagingly absent-minded gesture with which he sometimes patted her head. His charm was only a way of holding back and keeping his distance. It was a ritual by which her husband covered over the fact that he felt inconvenienced. Flights of Love, as its title suggests, is an entertaining short story collection whose effects are transitory. Another reason why I had to reread some of the stories is because they're easily forgotten. Schlink is adept at conjuring up a lot of Sturm und Drang, ultimately signifying not much.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Flights of Love by Bernhard Schlink.